Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to the CS Key Show right here on WSRadio.com. I want to thank my guests in the last segment. Justin Teeterman, who's the associate producer at WTMJ and TV in Milwaukee, representing the Green Bay fans, and of course talking about the Green Bay Packers and their chances in Super Bowl 45. We'll definitely blow it up as far as the Super Bowl coverage and conversation next week, but of course back by popular demand, and I do mean by popular demand. And keep in mind, you can email questions to the show, cskeys@cskeyshow.com. But we welcome back Tracy Porterfield, who's a dating coach, matchmaker, relationship coach, owner of Love by Design, which is a high-end professional matchmaking and relationship coaching service for successful professionals who refuse, I mean who refuse, to settle. Tracy, how you doing, my dear?
I am good.
How are you? Good to have you back.
Thank you very much.
Were you surprised at the response?
Love is a popular topic.
It is.
It is.
It's a powerful thing.
It is.
Love is a drug. I'm trying to get addicted.
We're going to work on that. We're going to work on that. You know that.
We had so much stuff to cover. In the last time that you were on a couple weeks ago, that we want to lose these last two segments. It's all Tracy Porterfield, Love by Design.
Awesome. You cut me off last time.
I did not. It was the time. And to let people know, of course, you can get in contact with Tracy through her website, mylovebydesign.com. We were talking before about do's and don'ts in datings, and I couldn't believe some of the things you were saying not to do, but people actually do. But first, let's start with the positive. Some of the do's that we should be doing
okay.
When we're talking about dating.
Let's talk about do's. And this is just part of the things that I teach my clients as we go along. And I'm just going to break it down in simple for people today and for you, just in case you need to know some of this. So do's on first dates. Have no expectations. I mean, I think people just need to learn to go and have fun. You're making a new friend. Take the pressure off. People make it too stressful on themselves. And this one's specifically for men on dates.
Mm-hmm.
Plan the date. Okay, plan the date. Nah. Don't be cheesy either. First impressions are a deal breaker.
Now, see, that's, I don't mean, that right there, I don't know about that. Because
if you don't
know what the person likes, you know, what would you have to ask a few questions ahead of time, correct?
Right, you do.
So if you don't really know what they like, you plan something that you may think might be fun, and because you guys don't know each other yet, she may think, this dud.
Correct, but you're going to talk to him a little bit beforehand, get to know him. And I'm going to give you an example, okay? I'm just full of examples. I had one client, and these clients come to me after they have a series of bad experiences, and then they come to me because they want a different outcome. But I had one client who actually had a guy get to the restaurant 30 minutes early. She was still at work,
mm-hmm.
So he could get the two-for-one special. He would have it waiting for her when she got there, really? Do you think she was impressed with that?
Well, did she know it was the two-for-one?
He told her.
But that was his first mistake.
That's true. Do you think she went on another date with him?
I doubt that.
She didn't. That doesn't work out so well. So if you are going to go early to get the two-for-one special, which I don't recommend, don't tell your date.
Don't tell him. Yeah.
Don't tell him.
Even I knew that. That's what I would call CS. Common sense.
That is common sense. Okay, smile. Be happy. Be confident. Be open. All these things, the positive parts of it. You need to be complimentary as well if your compliments are sincere. But give them. Use them freely. It makes people happy. It makes them want to see you again.
But don't go overboard.
Don't go overboard. If it's not true, don't be gushing and fake. It needs to be authentic. Mm-hmm. But it really does give a connection, make the other person feel good about their time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be somewhat mysterious. There is no need to share your life story on a first date, okay?
I would never do that in the first place.
Really?
Because you don't really know that person yet.
You don't, but some people do. I'm not kidding. I'm telling you dead life experiences here, what my clients go through. You have to keep a little bit for your next time. Again, another story, okay? I had another client who had a guy on the first date tell her he was on anti-anxiety pills.
Bye.
And the side effect was erectile dysfunction.
Bye.
Do you think he needed to share that? It was a little bit too early.
What they call it, TMI?
Exactly. TMI on that one.
Bye.
But these are true stories.
I believe you. I'm sure you have some stuff you can't even say.
Okay. Dress. Let's talk about dress.
Okay.
Dress appropriately. Women, not too sexy or you'll give off the wrong message. I guess I should say if your outcome is a lasting relationship, the sexy dress, not too overboard. The smell, you want to smell good. You want to have a light perfume. You want to have a light cologne. The light smell is sexy. Overdose of Polo, CS, did you get rid of your polo yet?
I don't
yet?
Wear no polo.
Okay.
It's all natural.
You've moved on?
All natural.
No, really?
Yeah,
no,
mama,
you need a little cologne.
My mama got some good fumes coming off of me.
No, you need a little cologne.
Nah,
I'm going to tell you that.
No, it's nice and wasting on lotion or something like that. You know?
Okay. Okay. I had another client who had a date show up with glitter on his face and neck. When she asked him about it, he said, oh, I just came from the strip club.
Bye.
Again, not a great impression. Do you see why they come to me? They get frustrated.
See.
They get frustrated.
And
this is what's
must
happening.
Be good.
It is. It is. Okay, ask questions. Be interested and listen to your date's answers. I mean, that is key. I had, again, another person on the first date, the very first question out of the guy's mouth. So, what's my best feature? Very first question. He wants to know what his best feature is.
From her.
From her. So, let's work on some better questions, okay?
That's kind of shallow.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're there to learn about the other person. Not get your ego stroked, total
and
red flag.
And that's on both sides.
That's on both sides.
That's on both sides. Got
that's
you.
On both
got
sides.
You.
And I'm giving you some examples of what the men do that are a little bit out there.
Well, I said earlier,
they
man,
do.
Man,
they do.
Listen.
Women, everybody needs to do it. Okay, confident and upbeat. Even if you don't feel it, you need to go in, be confident and upbeat. You have to learn to date. A lot of people have to learn to date. It doesn't just come naturally to everybody. But if you practice, practice makes perfect. They learn and they get better, and that's what it's all about.
I would think that one would probably be a hard one for a lot of people because, number one, you're going on a date, you're kind of nervous already. And to be confident, mm-hmm. you know, even though you're nervous, mm-hmm. I would say that takes a little bit of practice.
But back to the old fake it till you make it, right?
I don't know nothing about that.
Yep. That's what we do. That's what you do. But
night.
You have to practice.
That's just one night.
You have to practice. And everybody has to learn it. It's not a big deal.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
We're talking with Tracy Porterfield. She's the owner of Love by Design right here on the CS Key Show on WSRadio.com. We're going over some do's and don'ts of dating. What's some more you got there?
Okay, we got some more do's. Relax. Do not worry if this is Mr. or Mrs. Right, okay? Just enjoy your time. Be in the moment. If you're there 30 minutes or 60 minutes, you can give that person your full attention.
That goes back to no expectations.
No expectations, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Go and just make a new friend. Have a good time. Okay, if you like your date, use eye contact to your advantage. I mean, that is something that is simple and sexy and effective. Hold it slightly longer than usual and people feel a connection.
But you want to make sure it's eye to eye, not eye to...
Correct. Not eyes to something else.
Your eyes wander.
Of course.
You know,
that's you're a man and that's okay, the first thing you said.
I know. Totally I just wanted to clarify.
Are.
I just wanted
okay.
to clarify.
Okay. I mean, I tell all my clients, too, to get a book on body language. Learning that, learning the signals that you're giving off and learning the signals that the person's giving off to you is really helpful. Mm-hmm. Makes the dates easier. Okay, have intelligent conversation. Keep up to date with current affairs. But also have some lighter topics, some great books, some funny movies. Have you seen the movie yet, No Strings Attached, with Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But just
you need
there,
to see it. It's so funny. It's about really dating versus sex. I know this is my industry, but dating versus sex is what the movie's about.
What's the difference?
You know what? No one appreciates your attitude.
I'm just saying.
That's such a man answer.
I'm just
we're
going
to call. You go see the movie, and we're going to debate
okay,
this later.
Right.
You're going to be in trouble.
I'm just asking questions over here.
Okay, and keep the first date fairly short. Some people tend to just stay and stay, but keep it short. Leave them wanting to see you again. Leave them wanting a little bit more. And most importantly, be the date that you want to be with. Do you want someone polite? Do you want someone funny, engaging? Be those things.
Let me ask you this. You're saying keep it short. Not going to understand why you're saying that.
Yeah.
But would the other person take that the wrong way, thinking, oh, he or she doesn't like me, I'm going to leave right away?
No, and short is a subjective word. But, you know, an hour or so, there's people that go on to, you know, a day into the night and so forth. It just, and I know that that always is a common thing to do when you're feeling great in the moment about the person. And you're eager to do it. But if you can just curb that back a little bit and know that in the long run, it's better if you keep it a little bit shorter and make them want to see you again.
Now, those are some of the do's.
Those are some of the do's.
And I know there's going to be some don'ts.
Let's talk about some don'ts.
Yeah.
Okay, CS, I know you probably don't do any of these, right?
We'll
go through the checklist and see if you do. Okay, don't be late.
I'm always timely.
Don't be late. Go early and wait. It's disrespectful. It implies that your time is more valuable than theirs, and just don't do it. It's not right. Don't complain. Negativity is a huge turnoff. Do not interrupt. Don't talk over your date. These are signs that you're not interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about that?
I don't.
Have
do,
you
I,
ever done that?
I listen to people. You know, sometimes I may not know what they're saying because I'm zoned out. But I mean,
you just zone out. Okay. See, you got some work. You're going to be in my coaching client pile. Okay. Don't look around the room. Don't look over your date's shoulders. Don't be scanning the room for other potentials, even if you know that you're not going to be with that person. Do you do that?
I don't do much dating, but when I did or do, no, I don't.
Okay, I just want to make sure. That's not very nice.
Call me out.
Okay, here's a biggie. Do not talk about your ex. Don't share war stories about your ex. It just makes it appear as if you haven't let go.
Don't, and I'm not trying to be sexist, but don't women do that more than guys? Or unless the guy's been really heartbroken.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think women probably tend to do it more than guys. But either way, but all the way around, I mean, you don't do that, do you? Oh, wait, you haven't been married before, right?
No, I have not.
That's a whole nother topic. Yeah. A whole nother day we're going to talk about. Bottom line, do not do that. That's a biggie. Okay, don't ask about money. Don't ask if you want to get married. Don't ask if you want to have kids.
Wait a minute, the first date? Come on.
Some people do. They think it's a screening process. They're trying to get to the bottom. Did you ever see do you ever watch Millionaire Matchmaker?
I saw it one time because you got on me about it.
Right. It's actually very entertaining. And there was a woman who on the first date was in the car with the guy. He was a previous football player. And she asked him why he didn't pay his past child support. She Googled him before the date, which actually I think is kind of a good idea. Actually, just keep that information to yourself.
I get that a lot.
How do you think the rest of your date, their date went after she asked him why he didn't pay child support? Do you think that went too well?
Bye. We got to take a short pause for the calls when we come back. More of Tracy Porterfield, owner of Love by Design. Hope you guys are getting some good points. I told you to get a pen and paper handy. When we come back, I'm sure she's got some personal questions. So I may or may not answer. You know, I plead the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth. It's the CSK Show on WSRadio.com.
Moms, do you struggle making lunches your kids will actually eat? Visit signonsandiego.com/Sara Lee Deli and answer the question, what's your lunchtime challenge? And you'll be entered to win a day with a celebrity chef and a year's supply of deli meats. Again, visit signonsandiego.com/Sara Lee Deli to tell us your lunchtime challenge.
If you're facing mounting bills, rising credit card balances, and find yourself upside down in your home, those debt settlement company claims you hear may seem very compelling. But did you know every debt settlement company scores at best a D+ rating with the Better Business Bureau unless they can prove they meet the standards? Doan Law Firm, California's largest family of bankruptcy attorneys, enjoys an excellent rating with the Bureau. You may qualify to have unsecured debt like credit card balances and medical bills completely eliminated. If your home is upside down due to a second mortgage, Doan may be able to have your second mortgage eliminated. Doan is a Christian law firm that's freed over 25,000 families from nearly $1 billion of toxic debt. Call 888-DOAN-LAW for a free personal appointment. That's 888-DOAN-LAW. Or go online to DoanLawFirm.com. Sleep peacefully tonight in your own home. 888-DOAN-LAW. The Doan Difference. Doan Law Firm is a federally designated debt relief agency.
Brent Wilsey from Smart Investing Show, heard on Sign On San Diego, WS Radio. Are you unhappy with your investment performance? Your portfolio not up to your expectations? On Tuesday evening, September 14th from 6 to 8, we have a free workshop, Beating the Market Using Fundamental Analysis. It'll be held at Gore & Bears Restaurant in Mission Valley. For more information, call 858-546-4306. That's 858-546-4306. Or go to my website, smartinvesting2000.com.
Do you have any health problems that concern you? Are you in pain or having trouble sleeping, feeling anxious or depressed? Then maybe we at North County Integrative Acupuncture Center can help you. Located inside Palmerado's Outpatient Pavilion in Poway, please contact us at 858-673-4400 for your complimentary consultation.
I'm Lisa, and I was suffering from horrific migraines, insomnia, and uncomfortable weight gain. I didn't feel comfortable taking prescription drugs with all the recent media alerts. So I tried Dr. Mike, and with the help of everyone there, I am currently pain-free, I'm sleeping without any interruptions, and I lost 23 pounds, and I feel great.
Here at North County Integrative Acupuncture Center, we integrate various fields of natural medicine, including acupuncture, massage, herbal medicine, nutraceuticals, lifestyle and diet modification, neurofeedback, and much more to offer you a complete holistic approach to your health.
Call them today at 858-673-4400 or on the web at northcountyhealth.net.